challenges does that pose for defensive line, for secondary?
You have to be disciplined, and you got to know how to close the pocket with those type of guys, and you know, force them to make bad decisions.
You got to be fast too.
Definitely, most definitely.
At some point, you just got to run, right?
Definitely.
How fast is he?
From what I remember, he's a pretty fast guy. I think he's still a pretty fast guy on his, 5 years in. From what I remember, he was a 4.4, mid-low 4.4 guy. So that's yeah.
How many years did you play with him?
And college, I played with him 2 years.
And he was the starter both years, or?
Yeah.
So you guys must have, between David and him and Becker, that was a pretty fast.
Most definitely.
Fast setup there.
Most
fast.
Definitely.
Who? David was faster.
Then Tyrod?
Yeah.
Nah. Well, no, yeah. I'm thinking. Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Ain't, it's not too many guys that are running with David, man.
Yeah.
how as a pure passer, how was he?
He can throw the ball. Tyrod can throw the ball, man. As much as people like to talk about how, versatile he is with, running the ball and be able to scramble and escape the pocket and, make guys miss, he can throw that ball, man. He can put the ball on the money. He's got a nice soft touch. And, he's a complete quarterback. You can't just look at him as a one-dimensional dynamic guy. He can get out the pocket, run. He can throw the ball. He got a good arm on him. Excuse me.
Did you stay in touch with him throughout the years, or?
I haven't. Not as much.
Because I was wondering how he handled. He was kind of not doing a lot for the first four
years
of his career.
He was behind a good quarterback. So not much you can do there. But there's no surprise in the success he's been having. And how well you've been doing, it's no surprise for me at all.
Does when someone like Victor come back, does that kind of lift the spirits of the whole team? You see someone like Victor running around a little bit.
Man, we miss Victor, man. We have a lot of talent on this team, man. Got a good group of receivers on the other side of the ball, and to have Victor back, man, it's only a plus. It's all pluses, man, and get to see him get back in there and do his thing and bring that spark to the offense. Create another spark for the offense.
How difficult? When you look at your own top three receivers, how difficult a group is that to cover? You have to pick your poison almost?
You have to know your personnel with these guys. The game plan is not going to change much, but just understanding the personnel and what you're getting from each guy. It's a lot of speed on that offense, that receiver. You just gotta know who you're dealing with, man. You know what type of guy Percy Harvin, and Watkins. I played against him in college, so I understand what kind of player he is and what he's capable of.
Got a little hurt yesterday, I think.
Yeah. So you never know.
You watched the game?
I didn't watch the whole game, okay. But I watched pretty a lot of it. Yeah.
It was not much of a game, was it?
Hey.
You didn't have to watch that whole
yeah,
game.
Yeah. Right. It was a good game, man, on Bills' part, man.
Yeah.
They got some weapons, man. And that defense is pretty good.